When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 18th edition. Hope you guys had a great Monday. It's still wrapping up on the West Coast. I told you guys West Coast games had all the offense, and oh boy, did they ever. It's still going off. The Mets and Dodgers are having a lot of fun at LA. The Cubs are taking the A's to Pound Town. The Mariners are making a comeback on the Brew Crew. Pirates did their thing. My Rich Hill somehow looked like an ace. Jacob DeGrom leaves with an injury. Corbin Burns leaves with an injury. All the fun around. Kevin Gausman got shelled. Like, it was just baseball in a nutshell in 2023. So hope you guys had fun with that slate. We got an 11-game slate for you on Tuesday. Before we get to that, you can find me on Twitter at BDENTREK, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All my good stuff will be over there between the podcast, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing, PGA DFS, MLB DFS Quick Hits, all over there, plus my written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and most importantly, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, Patreon that I started with myself, Mike Kirlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez. For as low as $5 a month, you can check out the Discord and some other features there. Come join the fun. It's a lot of fun. There are almost 300 members, which is pretty cool to see, as it's a great growing community. All right, 11 games. Let's get cracking. We start out with the pitchers on this slate, but no, we don't. We go to the totals on this 11-game slate. You have the Yankees and the Angels, total of 9. Orioles, Nationals, 9.5. Phillies, White Sox, 8.5. Twins, Red Sox, 9. Rangers, Royals, 8.5. D-backs, Cardinals, 8. Blue Jays, Astros, 9. Pirates, Rockies, 12.5. Rightfully so, and it's Vinny V versus Jose Urania. Hoot the Maggie. Cubs, A's, 7.5. Brew Crew, Mariners, 8. Braves, Padres, 7.5. Mets, Dodgers, 8. A lot of high totals early on this slate. We'll see how we think about it as we break the slate down. Weather-wise, chances of rain in St. Louis, but early reports not too bad. Going to be really, really cold in the Bronx, really, really cold in Boston, probably pretty darn cold in Washington. So those early games with those weirdly high totals are going to be cold, which is usually not good for hitting, but we'll see. Might not be good for pitching either. Speaking of pitching, we start off with Spencer Strider, 10-4 at the San Diego Padres. Strider has been outstanding this season. Little rough, only 5 innings, 3 earned 9 Ks in his last start for 19.7. He's gotten you 19 or more in every game. He's got 9 strikeouts in every game this season. He says to be uber efficient because he's not going to go past 100 pitches. He's gone 5-5 in 6 innings. That's been the way it goes for him. The strikeouts will be there. He's a great GPP play. Not sure I'm paying 10-4 for Strider on any slate these days, just as crazy as pitching has been, but definitely a spot to look for him. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw at 10-1 against the Mets. I'll pass. I'd rather start with Jordan Montgomery at $9,500. It's the dude I've always been on. The strikeout rates have been better since he joined the Cardinals, but still not elite. You know, 5-9-3 so far this season. He's got you. He had a 34-point outing at Milwaukee, but a couple kind of mediocre starts against Pittsburgh and Toronto. Gets the Arizona Diamondbacks, a team that you can definitely pick on. They do have some thump burst lefties. I'm not going to deny that. But Jomo limits the hard contact more often than not, so I do like Montgomery at $9,500. Marcus Stroman at 88 is a great play just because he's facing the Oakland Athletics, who's Wesneski dealt 7 Ks and 7 innings at $6,300 on Monday night. Now you got to pay $8,800 for Stro. He's got at least 6 Ks in all 3 starts. He's got 6 innings in each start. In his last outing, he gave up 2 earned runs, which is first runs he allowed all season long. Against the Oakland Athletics, Stroman should be in your cash game lineups, and he's one of the top pitchers in GPPs as well. He'll be popular. I don't care. When it comes to pitching, I want just a great matchup. Pray they don't get hurt. We'll get different with bats because there's so many bats to be had. So give me Stro at $8,800. I also like Sonny Gray a lot at Boston at $8,600. The weather does concern me, so keep an eye on that. Like Brian Bello, I am giving a complete who gives a shit on Monday start. He should never have been out there. It was cold. It was raining. 2 innings in, it gets delayed. Then he doesn't come back out. Like, how's that his first start coming off of the IL? What are you guys doing to this kid? So I digress. Sonny Gray, There should be no rain issues. It's just going to be really, really cold. If we think it's going to be okay to play, I'm good with Sonny Gray. At least five innings in every start. One run on the entire season. Five or more Ks in back-to-back starts. He's really getting it together. Looks great on the bump. Boston's offense doesn't scare me that much. So I like Sonny Gray at 8,600. Logan Gilbert at 85 against Milwaukee. I like Milwaukee's offense. Don't get me wrong. But Gilbert's really, really showing me a lot this year. His first start against Cleveland was great. His second start was back-to-back starts against the same team. You kind of grain of salt that one. Bounced back nicely against the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs team is dominating right now. They played well in L.A. this past weekend as well. So Logan Gilbert, $8,500, where pitching is odd. I'll take it. The Brew Crew does have a lot of swing and miss in that lineup. They have a lot of thump, too. I'm not going to deny that. But Gilbert at home in Seattle at 85 is worth a shot. This is why it's hard for me to pay up on this. Like, Jomo's okay, but Stroman at 88, Sonny 86, Gilbert 85. I don't mind starting there if I have to save some shekels on the slate. Another guy in tournaments, not in cash games because he's so extremely volatile, but he's volatile in both directions, is Nathan Eovaldi at 7,800 bucks, five innings in each start. Gave up six runs against Kansas City his last time out. Gets Kansas City again this time. Didn't strike out seven in that start, though. That's what I wanted to bring up. He has six or more Ks in every start. The velocity is there for EO right now. Strikeouts have been there. Kansas City strikes out a ton. That's something we can get. We can like almost lock it up. It's just a matter of can Eovaldi limit the damage. Like, he had two runs against the Cubs, three runs against Philly. If he can do that with the strikeouts against Kansas City at $7,800, we're good to go. So I'll take a chance again in tournaments, not in cash, but in tournaments for Nathan Eovaldi. Cheaper down the list, Dre Jameson, not just yet. I want to see him get fully stretched out, but I'm a huge Dre Jameson fan. I'm hoping he puts together another nice start as he had four innings in his first start, maybe gets to five or six. We'll see. They're going to baby him because he's going to be in this rotation for a while as Zach Davies had a setback, which I talked about on the First Pitch podcast on Monday. So make sure you check that out. A little quick 20-minute morning cup of coffee for you after you listen to Quick Hits. After Dre, though, you get down in the 7K range. Like, this is going to be interesting to see how popular Colin Ray is. He spent a lot of time overseas. I believe it was in Korea, not Japan. It was Korea. But came back this year. He made the spot start for Milwaukee and Arizona with the Brandon Woodruff injuries. He went 5 2/3, two hits, one run, six Ks for 21 points against the Padres. That was pretty strong. Now he gets the Seattle team, who is very good offensively. We know this. So I'm kind of torn on this one. But at his price point of $6,700, I like it. I don't hate it. But the play everyone's going to want to play, and for good reason, at $6,600 at home against the Texas Rangers, is Brad Keller. Brad Keller has made impressive pitch mix changes, impressive mechanical changes. They've been documented. We talked about it on my shows. A lot of people have talked about it. I'm not the only one, trust me. Smarter people than I have talked about Brad Keller's improvements, and he's backed it up in three straight starts so far this season, and he's got six or more Ks in two or three starts. Two earned runs or less in all three starts. Put up 28 at Texas his last time out, 17 at the Giants. He's $6,600. He's a phenomenal punt on this slate. Could anything go wrong? Of course, but he's $6,600. Let's take some chances and see where the dancing goes on that one. After that, though, I'm going to pass on the punting situations. So in reality, if I'm paying up, it's Jomo. That's where I'm going. But I'm going to save money. Stroman at 88 is outstanding against Oakland. I really like Sonny Gray, but the weather concerns me, so I might kind of pivot off of him. Logan Gilbert at 85, I'm in on. Eovaldi, I think, is a very strong tournament play, super volatile, but the strikeouts should be there in bunches against Kansas City. And then Colin Ray is interesting against Seattle based on what he did his last start, because he did make massive improvements when he was in Asia, in Korea. So if those really did carry over, because it was a completely different pitch mix in his first start here in the bigs since he was last seen in the major leagues. Completely different pitch mix, a lot more off speed, changing up his mechanics. Like, it was a different deal for Colin Ray. So that's something to watch. Brad Keller at 66 is awesome. Like, if I'm playing a cash lineup, I am playing Marcus Stroman and Brad Keller. That is my two cash pitchers, and you rock and roll from there. Get all the big boys you want at the plate. Speaking of at the plate, let's get crack-a-lacking. Catcher's position for you here. If the weather's not bad, I think it's going to be really cold in Washington. But if it's not, you got Josiah Gray on the bump, who we've documented is throwing the fastball a lot less, which is making him a much more effective pitcher. At the same time, it's still Josiah Gray. And this Baltimore offense is very, very good. So a guy like Adley Rutschman at $5,400 against Josiah Gray is very enticing if you're paying up a catcher.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
If you're going cheaper, though, I love Logan Ohapi at $4,300 for Schmidt. Again, weather not great in the Bronx, but Clark Schmidt is getting destroyed by left-handed hitting. And I know Hoppy's a right-handed hitter, so it doesn't really check the boxes there, but Ohapi's hitting everything right now. And I am a big, big fan of Logan Ohapi. And the fact that he can get a great matchup against Schmidt in the Bronx, I'm there. Now, if we don't want to believe in Colin Ray, which is a very smart thing to probably do, I mentioned Cal Raleigh on Monday. He took Corbin Burns deep. He's a great play again at $4,300 versus Ray. That's another nice spot. So you don't have to pay up at catching if you don't want. You got Ohapi at 43. You got Ray at 43. Two really decent options to get things going at the catching position. Or as usual, especially in 11 games, there's going to be so many options. I'm going to miss them on all positions. But you have like Jonah Heim. I love Brad Keller, but Jonah Heim's $3,200. If you're not playing Brad Keller, that's a nice cheapie. Don't mind it at all. Yan Gomes, I absolutely love Yan Gomes. He should be in the lineup versus a lefty Waldichuk. Yan Gomes caught on Monday against the lefty Moeller. If Gomes is back in the lineup at $2,900, he's a phenomenal value, great value on this slate. So Yan Gomes versus Waldichuk at $2,900 is someone I'd like to have circled. If Kyle Higashioka is in the lineup at $2,700 for the Yankees against Jose Suarez, it's not bad. I'd rather have Gomes at 29, but Higgy at 27 is just fine in the punt department as well. You have Gabriel Moreno down here. Probably not, but you could if you need to. You have options is the bottom line. There's a lot of ways to go, especially a catcher. First base, Shohei Ohtani's a great play, of course. Don't need me for that. Pete Alonso's a great contrarian play versus Kershaw. I can see that as well. But give me the likes of, let's say, Vladito versus Urquidy, CJ Cron and Coors versus Velasquez at 54. That is great. Ryan Mountcastle's $4,700 versus Josiah Gray. I'm on board there. Anthony Rizzo, I said it year after year after year on the show. I think it's like my fifth or sixth year doing the show. I can't even remember. Rizzo hits lefties so well, like insanely well. And people don't play him because people see, oh, lefty, lefty, can't do it, not happening. Rizzo hits him very well. And he's red hot right now. I wrote him up in a Risers and Fallers column for Fantasy Pros that was published on Monday. Rizzo's $4,500 for Jose Suarez. I think that's a very, very nice contrarian play on this slate. Going below 4K now, I will keep playing Rowdy Tellez, but let's look at it, folks. Price is going up. He's $3,700 now. It was 32, 35 on Monday. He's up to 37, folks. He's starting to slowly get that respect. Now, I will say this. If you are not taking the gamble on Nate Eovaldi, I recommend looking hard at a guy like Vinny Pascantino at $3,600. Lots of power in this bat, lots of hard hit in this bat. He's starting to get it going. He has two home runs in his last five games. We love to see that. He's got double-digit production in three of his last six games. He's $3,600. That is a a player to use in tournaments potentially against Eovaldi. If you need to go cheaper, though, there will be plenty of options. Trey Boo Boo, Trey Mancini's $3,200 versus Ken Waldichuk. That is someone I don't mind facing lefties at any point in time. Going below 3K, though, Tristan Casas, I still believe he's going to be good someday. Just not going to roster him against Sonny Gray on Monday. So it probably means he goes to Ding Dong City, but I will take my chances elsewhere on this slate. Second base position for you, Mookie Betts. You can play him whenever you want, but Marcus Semien, he had a nice game, at least a nice first inning like the Texas Rangers did. He's 55. I like Gleyber Torres a lot at 47 versus Jose Suarez, and he has a very strong destruction to go. Ryan McMahon and Coors at 45 versus Vinny V. I will target Vinny V all the time. So that is a place to look. Ozzie Albies versus a lefty Snell at 44. I like that. Nico Horner at 44, if you're stacking the Cubs, is a good look. He's not going to hit a bunch of home runs, but he could easily get on base like three or four times and score a handful of runs and still get you tons of fantasy goodness. So Nico Horner at 44 is in play. You got Bay of Pittsburgh. He stole his like fifth or sixth bag of the season on Monday night. He's $4,000. That's why I like him a lot. He stuffs the stat sheet, as they say. There's a lot to like there with Bay. Some cheaper options for you, though, when you go below 4K. Whit Merrifield there at 35. Don't love him. Rodolfo Castro is still far too cheap. Second base shortstop. He's only going to show like one double, but he got on base three or four times, scored a handful of runs. He's very, very productive. He's only $3,200. He's second base shortstop eligible. Big fan of Rodolfo Castro in that matchup. A few other guys when you get below 3K. Bryce Turang went deep on Monday. He's $2,700 versus Gilbert. He's a cheapie, not a must, but a cheapie. Edward Julian is 22 versus Chris Sale. I don't think Chris Sale's that good, folks. So Julian probably hits the bottom of the order because you're going to get that whole lefty-lefty thing. But Minnesota could be a fun little stack of contrarians. Again, cold in Boston is the bummer there. And then Luis Garcia versus Dean Kramer at $2,200. Garcia, really good hit tool. He went deep in his last game. Yeah, he's gone deep in two of his last three games. He's hit safely in five, six of his last seven, multiple hits in three of his last five. So he's heating up, and he's $2,200 versus Dean Kramer. That can be a nice value, even in cash almost, with Luis Garcia, someone to at least keep an eye on when lineups come out on Tuesday. Third base position for you, though. Rafael Devers against Sonny Gray is interesting, very interesting. Austin Riley versus Snell. Riley went deep on Monday. I always love Riley at $5,500, especially versus a lefty. Max Muncy hit his seventh home run of the season on Monday night. He's $4,900 versus McGill. I like McGill a lot, but McGill's probably only going about five innings. Let's be realistic about that. So you'll get some shaky Mets bullpen. So Muncy at 49 is intriguing. Alex Bregman at 48. I like Houston because Bassett is cooked, I think. At least that's where I'm at on this one. Velocity's down, and I don't think it's a I'm figuring out how to pitch thing. You might just want to roster Patrick Wisdom. We talked about him on Monday at $3,900 as a great GPP play. Well, he visited the seats twice on Monday. He now has nine home runs on the season. I wrote him up, and if you look at his, over like the last week, his barrel rate, his hard hit rate, everything he's doing is ridiculous. Will it last? No, it's Patrick Wisdom. But what I did like when I looked at him is Patrick Wisdom's always been a massive swing and miss strikeout guy. He dropped it down this last week when he hit with all this power, which was great to see. It was still like 23, 24%, which you'd want less. But for a guy like Patrick Wisdom in this era of baseball, I'll take that all day, every day from Patrick Wisdom. So Wisdom's $4,500 versus Waldichuk. Really, really good play again on this slate. Even though it's a $600 increase from Monday, I don't care. I think it's a very strong position to be in. Ke'Bryan Hayes actually got priced down to face Jose Urania in Coors. Why? I don't know. He's $3,800. That's a phenomenal play as well. Leading off, should get you double-digit points. Jaime Candelario, talked about him recently. He's $3,400 versus Kramer. He's swinging it well also. So Washington's got some value bats. Again, watch the weather. If it's cold, I'm not a big fan of this, but you know, like Luis Garcia, Candelario, they're cheap. If you need a couple cheapies to fill in some big boy bats, I don't hate it with the guys, like especially in a matchup versus Dean Kramer, who's I'm not a big Dean Kramer dude. Let's put it that way. Shortstop position for you on the slate. Bo Bichette at 57, love it. Swanson at 56 is great. Stole a bag, scored some runs, had a nice game like most Cubs did on Monday. I see them doing it again against Waldichuk. Probably one of my top stacks on this slate again with the Chicago Cubs. So Swanson at 56 is on the board. You have Bobby Witt Jr. at 51 if you're fading Eovaldi. Francisco Lindor if you're getting cute at shortstop at 51. You got Adames down there. You got Carlos Correa versus Chris Sale is interesting at 46 because I think Chris Sale is not very good right now. But at the same price point, you got Jeremy Peña, who I'd probably rather play in the Dome at home against Chris Bassett at $4,600. Jorge Mateo is worth every bit of $4,200. If you look at the fantasy rankings for hitters so far this season, Ronald Acuna is number one. Jorge Mateo is number two. Nah, I did not slip up on that, folks. That's what's going on. So Mateo at $4,200 against Josiah Gray is actually a decent price when you really break it all down. That's weird to say. Vaughn Grissom's 34 versus Snell. I'm hoping Anthony Volpe leads off versus Jose Suarez at $3,300. That's a fun play. That's a good play if he's leading off. So keep an eye. And that's why you get the cheat sheets. I put the cheat sheets out about an hour to 2 hours before lock. I wait for lineups to come out, and it really kind of fine-tunes what I'm looking at on the slate. So you get that Monday through Friday for as low as $5 at the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Patreon. Zach Neto, he's been leading off for the Angels. He's 3K versus Clark Schmidt. That can be just what the boy needs to get the bat working in that matchup. Now, C.J. Abrams is down there at 24, another cheap Washington bat. I'm not in love with it, but I get it if you want cheap. Rodolfo Castro, we talked about him. He's $3,200 is a great play as well. Outfield, Yordan Alvarez at 65. I feel a big Houston day coming on versus Bassett. So Alvarez would be a big part of that. Judge at 64 versus Suarez is awesome. J-Rod went deep on Monday. He's 62 versus Ray. But, you know, just keep playing Ronald Acuna. The dude is freaking ridiculous. He's $6,100 for Snell. I love that. If you don't want to play anybody in 6K, play Kyle Tucker at 58, please, and play Brian Reynolds at 58 in Coors versus Urania. Tucker's a beast. He struck out. Okay, I know you guys probably get annoyed, but this is part of writing. This is why I like to write so many articles, is I learn more stuff by digging in on players so I can bring it to you guys on shows like this. So Kyle Tucker last week, he has 4 homers and 4 steals on the season. He had 1 homer and I believe it was 2 or 3 steals last week. You're thinking, okay, big deal, whatever. He only had 1 run scored. He had a solo shot. But he walked over 26% of the time with, wait for it, 0 strikeouts. An entire week of baseball with 0 strikeouts. Kyle Tucker's locked in, folks. I am a huge Tucker guy. He was the third guy off the board for me in drafts. It went Acuna. It went J-Ram. It went Kyle Tucker for me. I have a lot of Tucker shares. So at $5,800 for Bassett, I love him on this slate. But Brian Reynolds is an equally great play. And somehow Mike Trout's only $5,700 for Clark Schmidt. So you don't need to pay 6K. Like, I love Acuna and company. But you got Tuck at 58. You got Reynolds at 58. You got Trout at 57. Heck, you got Cedric Mullins at 55. That's a murderer's row of dudes that you don't have to pay 6K for. That is really strong stuff out the gate here. And then you get to the low 5Ks. And you got the likes of maybe a George Springer or a Hunter Renfroe against Clark Schmidt. Renfroe went deep on Monday. He could take Clark Schmidt deep too. Ian Happ's a really good payup spot at 51 for the Cubs. Not a ton of payup spots. Like, I'm not really paying for Suzuki just yet. But I do like Renfroe at 51. Happ at 51 versus Waldichuk. That would be a guy to look at. Taylor Ward's only 5K versus Schmidt. I like him more if he's leading off, of course. So keep an eye on that scenario. Going into the mid 4Ks though, you got Christian Yelich. Dalton Varsho at 44 is very good versus Urquidy. Urquidy usually a pretty much pitch to contact dude, so keep him on your radar. Alec Burleson went deep on Thursday. Love seeing that. Still hitting second with all the players back in the St. Louis outfield. So Burleson at $4,100 against Jameson is a decent value on this one. There's Bay from Pittsburgh at 4K. Talked about him. He's second makes outfield eligible. Lars Nootbaar at 39, still a very good play as well. He's stealing bags. He's hitting for power since his return. So I could see that being a good one too. Few others here as we get to the mid 3Ks and below. Corbin Carroll is 36. It's lefty-lefty. I still like him. Jared Kelenic at 35 versus Ray is awesome. Awesome. Eventually, Kelenic, he's technically slowly getting priced up. He's like in the Rowdy Tellez world. They're both crushing baseballs, and DraftKings being very slow to respond. Kelenic at 35 against Ray is very good, especially assuming Ray is maybe not as good as he was in his first start back. Kelenic at 35 is a really, really strong play on this slate. Cody Bellinger is crushing everything, even the bullpen of Oakland. So he's 32. Mancini's 32. So get your Cubs, get them on, have some fun, do whatever you want to do. I don't care. Enjoy some Cubs baseball. Going down below 3K now, you got Kevin Kiermaier's 29. If you're stacking Toronto, I get it. I would not one off Kevin Kiermaier. A few other guys down here, though. You know, you'll get a bunch of, we talked about Pittsburgh value in the outfield, depending on which ones of these guys makes the lineup. So you got that going for you. Other than that, nothing immediately stands out like it has been in recent weeks. Like, Jaron Duran might get the start for Boston. He stole a bag on Monday. He's interesting for Sonny Gray, but check the lineups and see what other value you get on all the positions, especially the outfield. All right, pitching, I'll narrow it down for you. You can go Jomo if you want, but start with Stroman at 88, Sonny Gray weather depending at 86, Logan Gilbert at 85, Nate Eovaldi only in tournaments at 78, and then Brad Keller at 66. If you're building cash, it is Stroman, it is Keller. Now, if you're stacking, the Angels versus Clark Schmidt is awesome, but so is the Yankees versus Suarez. One caveat, it's supposed to be insanely cold, not great for offense in the Bronx. So keep an eye on that, but a Yankees-Angels stack is very enticing on this slate. Baltimore-Washington is interesting as well. Like, you got some value in Washington versus Dean Kramer. Baltimore versus Josiah Gray, again, supposed to be cold on the East Coast. But this is why the totals are high in these games, even though the weather is not great. And then you got Minnesota-Boston. I like Sonny Gray, but I have no problem stacking some Twins against Chris Sale. But I want the offenses in the Bronx and Washington if I'm starting out that direction. Now we go to Kansas City, where you get some interesting players versus Eovaldi. We talked about that as an option. St. Louis versus Dre, maybe. But now this is where I'm starting to plant flags. Houston versus Chris Bassett, I absolutely love. Pittsburgh and Colorado both. You got Pittsburgh versus Urania, Colorado versus Vinny V. Love them both. Obviously, I put Colorado on the back burner of my stacks because everybody goes there. So if you want to be different on a cooler slate, you just avoid Colorado or you mini stack it. It's very simple in that regard. Chicago Cubs will be my top stack against Ken Waldachuk on this slate. It's like a Chicago-Houston stack with Keller and Stroman. Sounds so enticing at this point of recording. Sounds very, very nice. I think Milwaukee's stinky if you think Ray is not as good as he is, which is probably more likely than not. So Milwaukee could be another fun one to put out there with Chicago and Houston on this slate. And then that's about it for me. I'm going to keep it pretty simple for now until we see more lineups and see what else takes place on Tuesday. But for now, make sure you follow me on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK for all the podcasts, written content, and much, much more. Go check out Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, GTE Fantasy. A lot of great stuff over there. And give the podcast a rate review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 18th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.